Hi, I'm Terry Marks. I'm the CEO of the St. Petersburg Arts Alliance, and I'm so excited to be here at Radio St. Pete. The St. Petersburg Arts Alliance is the umbrella organization providing services and advocacy and education to the visual and performing arts community in St. Pete. We're the organization behind the Shine Mural Festival, which is coming up in October. And we are also in the schools through ACE, which is Arts for Complete Education. We have a variety of things. The most current thing we're working on is coming up actually this Monday and Tuesday at USF, and it is our summit. And so we're very excited about that. We're kicking off the summit with an art and technology panel. And it's really a kind of a spectrum of art and technology across the board. So Vitris Farrell, Director of Digital Inclusion, is going to be talking about people who don't have access to technology, whether it's Wi-Fi or systems and laptops. We have somebody coming from Floridorama, and that person is Kristen Hempel, and she's going to talk about how Floridorama uses art and technology for all of their exhibitions, and they're wonderful. Beth Harrison, the Dalí Museum, will be talking about storytelling and how art and technology are combined as far as storytelling. And then lastly, we have Angela Dalton from ARC, and she is going to be talking about art and technology in the future, AI, and what does that look like. That kicks off day one. And then also after that, we have four concurrent workshops: art and wellness, art and collaboration, getting your art into retail environments, and creating your brand and value. And the panelists for that, art and wellness, is Susan Antoinette and Fred Woods, also known as Rootman. And for collaboration, David Ramsey and Duncan McClellan, Joyce Curvin and Sue Shapiro. Retail, getting your art in retail environments, that's led by Pamela Joy Trow, who is an expert in that area. And also creating your brand and value. And we're so fortunate to have Matthew McGee and Cecilia Luisa doing that. That's just day one. So day two, a panel is going to be discussing art and social justice. And so that panel, led by Erica Sutherland, who's the executive director of Studio 620, part of that panel is going to be Jake Ann Jones, who's an award-winning writer, director, performer, and producer, and Eric Vaughn, City of St. Pete LGBTQ liaison, Freddie Barton, Safe and Sound Hillsborough, and very fortunate to have sitting next to me right now, Polita Glenn, who's a filmmaker and a documentaryist, is that a word, who just completed or is in the process, Underground History. And so she's here, and I just want to say hi to Polita and ask her what her inspiration was for this documentary.
Great. Thanks so much, Terry, and it's really a pleasure to be here, and I'm very excited about participating in the Art Summit. And having an opportunity to have a discussion with the panel and with wonderful facilitation by Erica Sutherland about issues of art and social justice. And I think a lot of the intention there is the sense of how artists can communicate issues around equity and justice through their work, how they can engage in the community, and how they can have an opportunity to hopefully contribute to change where it's needed. I work as an independent filmmaker, and I'm director of a small nonprofit I've created called Merfolk Media Alliance. And in that process, I've been working over the past period of time on a short documentary on some of the erased histories in St. Petersburg. I moved here 4 years ago from Miami and just became very curious about this community and observations of trying to understand why there was a Indigenous mound sitting in the middle of a suburb over in the Pink Streets, or why different neighborhoods were structured the way they were. I was fortunately able to get support from Florida Humanities and from the St. Pete Arts Alliance to work on this film, which covers some of our lost Indigenous resources and some of what remains in places like Whedon Island. But then to link that with some of our losses of historic African-American communities in some of the previous downtown neighborhoods, the erasure of African-American cemeteries for development and other construction, and the shifts in our natural environment in places like Booker Creek and Salt Creek. And so the film sort of ties together these stories that really happen over a very different time scale, but sort of are connected by impacts of really colonialism, social issues, and other changes that push aside marginalized communities. I feel it's a great opportunity as a filmmaker and a storyteller to be able to use the medium of film as well as other arts to communicate about these issues and hopefully have people have an opportunity to see things in a different way once they understand some of that backstory.
And we have the great good fortune of putting together a 15 or 20 minute clip of Polita's film. And I guess my question is to Polita, what was the biggest challenge? Because this to me was a big undertaking. But what was your biggest challenge in accomplishing this?
I think there were a couple of elements one could point to. First of all, it's sort of engaging with the community and building trust with other storytellers. So there's, you know, a process of getting to know people, networking, and sort of identifying who are the people there. Then it's sort of a matter of finding a way to connect those stories. And also I think in historical work is finding the actual visual assets and resources. And so it was a lot of research through state archives, through the local St. Pete History Museum, through the support of the African American Heritage Association, through different organizations to sort of gather visual assets, because really you are trying to create, it's not radio, you're trying to create a visual story. So pulling together those archival materials. And then it's been a very gratifying process in doing the outreach for the film. We've had some community screenings to get feedback from stakeholders and from audiences. Was this telling the right story? Was it telling it in the right way? And was there the appropriate representation in how we've created that?
And what's so important now is because of the recent cuts in funding at the state level where the state of Florida lost $32 million, part of our summit that we're going to be focusing on is the referendum that's coming up for a vote, which is going to enable arts education to continue within our county schools. So that's going to be discussed at the summit, but beyond the summit, we're also doing a town hall to talk specifically about the defunding of the arts, and that's going to be July 31st at 6:30 at the Palladium. The public is welcome. We hope there's a lot of voices and a lot of interest as far as this topic is concerned, and we're going to continue to be art warriors, right, Polita?
Absolutely. I mean, I can't underscore how important it is to have the kind of local funding support that we have from organizations such as the St. Pete Arts Alliance, Creative Pinellas, Florida Humanities, and other organizations, because I think as artists, without that, it's really hard to create the work and present it to the public.
And part of that is also storytelling. And so we could, and Polita and I were talking about this before we actually got to Radio St. Pete, but we were talking about evidence, all the studies that we could provide showing that recently, the most recent is the American for the Arts that we did, which evidenced that the arts in St. Pete generate over $132 million. For the city itself, over 2,000 jobs. If it's a visitor, they're spending over $75 a day, or a resident, $34. So there's no doubt that the arts have an economic impact. What we also have to include is arts and education and the educational impact, arts and health and wellness, and how arts provide that environment for us to make us feel better. And the only way I can explain it is, imagine if we didn't have it, if we didn't have books, music, dance, theater. If all of that was erased from our environment, imagine how that would feel. And so that's how important the arts are in terms of St. Pete and how important our work is. And we're just blessed that that we have artists like Polita, and also we have Radio St. Pete and Annette Weiser, who we adore.
And just maybe to compliment that, you know, Terry, I think even in addition to the wonderful economic impacts and quality of life, is I think arts are an essence in St. Pete. I mean, we are so rich in arts, from visual arts to the murals that are supported to music. And there is so much that's available for free. It's a very accessible arts community, and I think adds an incredible essence to the quality of what makes the city St. Pete.
And my suggestion, my rallying cry is for you to go out, get some tickets to performing arts. We need to support our friends and neighbors who are in that field. Second Saturday Art Walk is amazing. We have local artists that are in so many galleries. There are an infinite amount of opportunities to interact with the arts community and artists, and we strongly encourage you to take some action, meet some new people. And we are going to wrap this up. And I just want to thank Polita again for being my partner in this moment. And kudos to Radio St. Pete for continuing to bring voices of the arts to our community. We so appreciate that.
And Terry, if people want to find out more information about the summit, where can they go?
Ah, okay. Thanks, Polita. They can go to the stpetearts.org, and they can find out about the summit and also tons of social media posting as far as our town hall on the 31st at the Palladium at 6:30. So lots of information available.